I don't know which way to look at the game, really. I think that when you score three goals in a cup game, even more so when you're at home, you expect to go through. And, you equalise so late. In one way, you're pleased you're still in the cup competition, but we still had a chance, a great chance after that to win it. And they don't concede many goals, but probably disappointing factor of the day was that we've conceded three goals in one way, but pleased to score three the other. You know, I look at the game, really, it's a mixed feeling at the moment. Pleased to still be in the cup, because I think that at the end of the day, we were in control of the first half. 2-1 up at the break, and a mad 5-minute spell start the second half. It looks to me at the present time, too, I see it on DVD, a couple of long throws have caused a problem. They found themselves in front. It looked like we'd run out of time, but we've got an equaliser deep into injury time, and then we've had a wonderful chance after that to have won the game. So I think in one way we're relieved, and they're probably disappointed. But as I say, it don't make no difference whether we're played here today or down at Dover. We go down to Dover on Tuesday night and hopefully finish the job off.
A couple of goals for Scott Rendell. What a return to the starting lineup for him.
Well, he's a big player for us, there's no doubt about that. You know, I think you see him up there today, and, you know, he leads the line with presence, he gets goals, and we've missed him over the last couple of months or the last 6 weeks. He's a big player for us, there's no doubt about that. And that type of player ain't about. But as I say, pleased we're still in the competition. But I think, you know, we certainly deserve to be in the competition over the 90 minutes. I think we had more chances, we've hit the post with two or three open goals late in the second half. As I say, it's all down to Dover on Tuesday night, and we look forward to it.
The goals conceded, the two from long throws in the second half specifically. I mean, is that just down to sort of a lack of concentration on the part of the defenders in there?
We'd like to see the goals really on DVD, as I say, really. You can't really see from where we're standing that distance, but it'd be interesting to see them goals, and then we'll have a chat about it and point a few fingers, I suppose. But as I say, when you look at a Dover side here, it's coming out today, I think they've only lost 1 in 20 games before today and not been beat for 10. So I look at that side of it, and you mustn't take nothing away from them. They're a big, strong side who don't play much football, rely on the set plays, there's no doubt about that. They're big and strong, and in one way, I think they're going to come out and have a go, probably more on their own ground, which will allow us a little bit more space, you know. So it'll be a game where, as I say, it's still even. I don't look at the situation now. I think, well, we're going down to Dover, and let's advantage them. If they want to think that way, that's lovely. But as I say, I think that we go there on Tuesday still with a great chance.